This is Making Sense in the Media. I'm Mary Shudden with Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. Today, we're going back to school and talking about student journalists. More specifically, the fact that over the past 2 years, there's been this small wave of press freedom laws passing across the country, and they're focused on the student press. It all started in 2015 when university students in North Dakota proposed a bill to the state legislature. It was designed to protect a student's ability to exercise freedom of speech through their publication at their school. It passed, and since then, a dozen more states have enacted similar laws. The most recent was just last week in Rhode Island. By the way, Florida's not one of these states. Kelly, are laws like this really necessary?
Yes, and I find it really curious that while we're in this moment where half the country seems to hate the media, we have on a state level all of these laws passing, not to help all of the media, but to counteract a Supreme Court decision that happened way back in 1988. So let me take you through that. In the early 1980s, a high school principal in Hazelwood, Missouri, refused to let his student newspaper publish two articles. One article was about contraception, and another article was about what it's like when your parents divorce. Those students took that case all the way to the Supreme Court with the help of lawyers from around the country, particularly from the Student Press Law Center. And they ended up with a really bad decision if you're a First Amendment fan. The Supreme Court justices said that students shed some of their First Amendment rights at the schoolhouse gate. And this decision has been used to justify many schools disciplining students who criticize the college, regulating art projects. It's been broadly applied to every form of First Amendment speech.
Will some students see this opportunity as a way to just bash their school?
Sure. But it's really important to note that the First Amendment was meant to protect bad journalism as well as good journalism. The Founding Fathers believed that you could not protect noble and worthy criticism of the government unless you also protected bad criticism of the government. It's also important to note that most of these state-level bills include really strong language about slander and libel and expectations that student journalists be held to the same standards as professional journalists.
Why is student journalism important?
So public schools are an extension of the government, right? Who better to question that government than the citizens who work most closely with it, the students? Most high school students are not rewarded for criticizing the authorities they interact with every day. In fact, most of them are punished for it.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. When most of us think about student journalism, we don't really think about quality work. Isn't most of it pretty bad?
Sure, but not all of it. And let me just tell you about this recent case. In Kansas, a bunch of high school students decide to look over their new incoming principal's resume. And what they discovered was that this principal had actually fabricated parts of the resume. They wrote a story, that principal resigned, justice was served.
We'll be right back.